Now the concept of hiddur b'mitzvot we've seen in other places. The Gemara in Shabbat talks about Keli v'anveyu as being the source for hitneu lefan of b'mitzvot. And if we have to wonder how this concept here relates to what we're familiar with by mitzvot in general. Who parallels what's said here to the general concept?
Ben
Hanano compares it to the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Tetam Bet that the Hiddur Mitzvah Ad Shlish B'Mitzvah Ad Shlish B'Mitzvah. Rabbeinu Hananel's parallel, though, in and of itself brings up an obvious question, because there it's Ad Shlish. Here you're doing far more than Shlish. Think how many candles you're going to be lighting. So the truth is that Rabbeinu Hananel himself in Bava Kama, he says, he proves from this Gemara that when we say Hiddur Mitzvah Ad Shlish, it means you're mechuyev to add up to a Shlish. You're kiddush, because usually people think it's mutter to add more than up to a Shlish. You're mechuyev to add up to a Shlish. You can add more. I raise a Meshubach, he says, to add more. It's still a little bit strange, because generally this is understood as what a person ought to do. One could conceivably distinguish otherwise and say, Hiddur mitzvah we mean, doing the mitzvah the same way, but having a little bit of a better etrog. If you have an etrog that's a little nicer, a little bigger. It's the same kiyuma mitzvah, just bigger and nicer. Here we're talking about a hiddur, which is doing the mitzvah differently. And it could be that here, there's more basis for adding more. No, but he know that. The question still becomes, why here and by this mitzvah do Chazal add new dimensions to the Kiyum HaMitzvah? Meaning, nowhere else do we have a mitzvah that you do it in this way, and if you want to be Mahadir, so you do it three times. Now you do it, you add different components to it. So the Achron try and discuss why here the mitzvah would be developed further. Some say, well, you know, here was Hanukkah was challenging Avodat Hashem, so they wanted to be extra Mahadar in Avodat Hashem. Salavechik has a very interesting explanation. I'm trying to use a good word, a word that doesn't sound bad. You know, it's an interesting explanation. He says that every other Chag has a source in Torah, Tanakh. Hanukkah has no source in Tanakh, there's no way to learn about it. The Neirot are meant to pass on the messages of Hanukkah, so the more Neirot we light, the more you learn about it. I said it's interesting, right? The common denominator about all this is the attempt to view this hiddur through the lenses of what we're generally used to. You're making the mitzvah nicer, you're adding to it. And again, that lens is put here by Rabbeinu Hananel. Is there another way of looking at the hiddur? Is there a Rishon who presents it differently here? What is it? How is that different?
You're chasing the mitzvah?
It's not adding to the mitzvah. It's not broadening the mitzvah. It's pursuing the mitzvah. Rashi says, it's a different shoresh. Not like pre-eight hadar, that it's pretty, not beautifying the mitzvah, but hadar of milashon chozer, reaching out to it, pursuing it more, right? Going after it better. Now the question, what does he mean? How are you going after it more here? By the way, I'll just mention parenthetically that the Rambam also formulates it like Rabbeinu Hananel. You're being mahader the mitzvah. You're being mahader the mitzvah. Okay, but how can we explain Rashi? You're pursuing it more. What's pshat?
More candles here.
Sorry?
You're pursuing more hecher.
I don't understand what you're saying. What?
You're pursuing a greater arsenal, a greater...
Again, meaning... If essentially what you're doing is adding to it, so then the hiddur should mean what it means in general, and not that you're running after it. Why here is it running after as opposed to everywhere else where it's beautifying? Here it's also beautifying and enhancing. How come here it's running after it? So I think what Rashi says makes a lot of sense if you understand, as we explained yesterday, that the hiddur here is not making the mitzvah more or better, but more people fulfilling it personally. If you look back at Rashi on Ner Ishu Beito, Rashi said, Ner Echad B'chol Laila, V'ish V'chol B'nei Beito, Sagi Luhu B'ner Echad. Meaning, essentially, everyone should have their own mitzvah. Right? But the Beis Din is that we're going to rely on one Ner for everybody. Right? We're going to rely on one Ner for everybody. So the Mahadran is people pursuing it by wanting to have their own Ner. Wanting to have their own Ner. I think that this concept, this understanding of Mahadran is the conceptual backdrop to the surprising Shita of the Rama. And maybe it's not surprising to us because we do it this way, but it's surprising in light of what came before the Rama. There are two questions here in the Sugya. Hajjim. How many candles are we lighting and who lights them? We're going to talk about the how many in a moment when we get to Hajjim and Hajjim, but who lights it? What do we show them say about who lights the candles? Meaning, the question Gemara is talking about is you light per each person, you light per each day, right? What about who lights the candles? Someone light their own candles, one person lights. What do we show them to say?
Rama says everybody.
What?
The Rama says everybody.
I know, we'll get to the Rama in a second. He's not one of the Rishonim. What?
Oh, Rishonim.
Rishonim.
Rama says everyone lights their own.
Really? Where?
I'm guessing that I'm wrong because you're doing this thing.
Nope.
Say men and women together. Ben Anashim and Ben Nashim.
Rambam begins, everyone, you know, obviously if it's one candle, so one person. Middle of the second line, V'amahadar es ha-mitzvah madlik nerot. Third line, V'amahadar yeter al-zot v'os ha-mitzvah mufram madlik ner. Rambam uses a lashon of?
Kol echad v'echad.
Singular, right?
Yeah.
Madlik. How about Tosfos? What? How about Tosfos? What? Read the words you think are significant. It's all singular. Kishemosiv, v'holech, o mechaser, avalim osa ner lekol echod. Even Rashi, by the way, v'amahadrin, achar mitzvot, osin ner echod b'chol laila lekol echod v'yechom ibnei b'ayit. Not that each light their own, but we have one for each of them. Again, that's Pashut Pshat in the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? V'amahadrin, ner lekol echod v'yechod. What does ner lekol echod v'yechod mean? A ner for each person, not lit by each person, right? That's a pashut pshat. That's, of course, what the Sfaradim do. The Rama comes along and he says that the minhag in Germany is everyone lights for themselves. Okay, one question is the source for this. The second question is the the explanation for it. Let's begin with the source. The Achronim all asking the Rama, where did he get it from? Where did he get it from? So, I have a pshat, which I think is an interesting pshat on this. If you look in the Rambam quotes his din about Mahadrim and Mahadrim, which we're going to get to in a few minutes, right? What does the Rambam hold? Like Ashkenazim do, right? I'm not saying who lights now. I'm saying how many you light. Mahadrim, Mahadrim adds to Mahadrim. You light the number of candles based on the number of people and the number of days. If you're a family of six and it's the sixth night, you light 36 candles, right? That's the Rambam holds, right? People read the Rambam, right? In Halacha Gimel, after the Rambam formulates and explains his sheet, Halacha Beis gives you examples, right? In Halacha Gimel, he says, Minik Pasha B'chol Areinu B'Sfar, Sheyihu Kol Anshe HaBayis, Madlikin Ner Echad B'Layla HaRishon, Umosifin V'Holchin Ner B'chol Layla V'Layla, Ad She'nimsa Madlik B'Lel Shmini Shmona Neros. Bein Shehayu Anshe HaBayis Merubim, Bein Shehayu Adam Echad. What is this Minik Sfar? How do you guys understand Minik Sfar? You guys saw the Rambam, right?
Yeah. You asking what is the minhag?
What's he describing? What did they do?
Tosfos.
Says Akiva, Tosfos. That's what the Lechem Mishnah understood in the Bach. That's what the people understood in the Rambam. What's the problem with that?
Think.
He quotes what he says, then he quotes Minhag Sfard, and doesn't say, they disagree, right? Should say, you know, Aval Minhag Sfard, who? No, Aval, no, just, he says his thing, and then he quotes the Minhag. That's it. Strange, no? You agree it's strange?
Yeah, it's strange.
I think you could say Minhag Sfard is different. And the difference is that it's plural. Minhag Pasha B'chol Arenu B'Sfard. Sheyu kol anshe habayis madlikin ner echad b'alayla rishon u'mosifin v'holchin ner v'chol layla v'layla. Kol anshe habayis. Ad she nimtza madlik v'leil shmini shmona neris bein shoy anshe habayis merubin bein shoy adam echad. Each one lights this amount of neris. Meaning, the Minhag Sfard might be the Rama. Now, why does the Rambam not say they disagree? Because the question of who lights is a smaller question. Minhag Sfard agrees with him that you're lighting 36. So he said the Baal Bayis is madlik. He says Minhag Sfard is everyone's madlik. Okay. Again, that wasn't the point he was highlighting. The point he was highlighting about Hishita was 36. And the Minhag Sfard is that each one lights themselves. Okay. Seder. That could be the basis for the Rama. Which is funny. Wow. Because it's the Taz, what's the term looking for just a second? It's the Taz vindicated. What do I mean the Taz vindicated? Everyone saw the Taz here, and again we'll get to Madrin in a minute. The Taz says, it's interesting here by Hanukkah, that the Ashkenazim Paskin, the Sephardim Paskin like Tosos, and the Ashkenazim Paskin like the Rambam. Now it's clear that the Shulchan Aruch Paskin's like Tosos. But does the Rama pass like the Rambam? Does the Rama pass like the Rambam? The Rama brings it, everyone lights on their own. That's not the Rambam. So a lot of the Echronim say the Rama isn't based off the Rambam, in fact. The Rama himself in the Darkei Moshe brings the Maharal, who explains that what he says may even make sense according to Tosfos. We'll get to it later. But you could say the Taz is right. The Rama is like the Rambam, but not the Rambam Rambam. Which part of the Rambam? The Minhag Sfard. The Rama is like the Sfardim. The Sfardim brought in the Rambam. Okay. So that may be the source for the Rama. But what's the conceptual basis for the Rama? It's a huge chiddush. Everyone's going to light and make their own bracha. I think the conceptual basis is what we were just saying. That Mahadran means each person doing the mitzvah themselves, not making more candles, not enhancing the mitzvah, but each one being able to fulfill the mitzvah themselves. If you're saying that, it makes eminent sense. Well, the logic in Rashi, even though Rashi doesn't say everyone lies on their own, right?
Right.
Yeah. Meaning that if the point is each one has their own part of the mitzvah, then it makes eminent sense that each one is going to do the mitzvah themselves. And even make a bracha on the mitzvah that they do themselves. Even make a bracha. Now this, of course, connects back to what we were talking about yesterday. Is the chiyuv essentially on the home, or essentially on the individual, essentially on the home? So then Mahadran is a chiddush. A chiddush that you'd assumably want to limit to people, to the Baal Bayis lighting for everyone. But if the chiv is on the individual, it makes a lot of sense that each person could then, on the Mahadran level, do it themselves. And this is something discussed in the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen quotes Machlokas about Achsanoi. Is an Achsanoi allowed to say, instead of being somach on my wife who's lighting at home, I'm going to light on my own? So he brings a Machlokas between the Gedolim, the Trumas Hadeshen. What's the logic behind it? Well, those who say he's allowed to are essentially saying everyone has their own chiyuv. Then, you know, you don't have to each light separately. But the whole point of Mahadran is that each one can light separately. The Maharil, one of the other late German Rishonim, he formulates it this way. If you look at the end of his tshuva on page 3, 12 lines down, he says, it's not a chash bracha levatala Kevan de ein rotze lotze specialisto, memela chal chiyuva alav. Since he doesn't want to be yotze with his wife. So memela, the chiyuv that exists for him, memela is chal on him. Rabbi Akiva Eger has a similar statement in his tshuva, Simen Yud Gimel, the part that's bolded on the bottom. We mentioned yesterday that the Sfat Emet said that if you hold it, it's a chiyuv on the home. Yet Mahadran, each one can light themselves. You see from here, you can make a bracha on Mahadran. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, there's no proof. Because here, he disagrees. He says the chiyuv is on each individual. He says, you can't bring a raya from here that you can make a bracha on hither. Even from the fact that we all make brachas separately. Zeino, the shani hasim, kevin the ritzono liot meha mahadrin, kavanato shalo lotes bishal zeamadach, huemele b'chuyuv medina. He says, your whole kavan is not to be yotze with him. You can be yotze with yourself, and that's why you can light your own and make a bracha. We're rejuvenating the inherent chiyuv that each one has as an individual. So again, let me summarize why. I went on a little tangent here, using it to explain the Shita of the Rama. But basically what we said was that there are two ways of understanding the Mahadran here, the Mahadran level. One is that you're enhancing the mitzvah. You're enhancing the mitzvah, lighting more candles. The other is that it's more people being, more people fulfilling the mitzvah personally, which either means their own candle lit by somebody else, or lighting it themselves, the logic behind the Rama's Shita. Okay. I think an implication of how you understand Mahadran is how you understand the Chiddush of Mahadran min HaMahadran. Of course, the obvious question you need to ask about Mahadran min HaMahadran is how this added level relates to the first level. Does the second Mahadran mean the same as the first Mahadran? Are we adding quantitatively something more or qualitatively something different? Now the second Mahadran is clearly enhancing the mitzvah. It's not getting more people involved. So according to Rabbeinu Chananel, you have to say that this is just an added dimension of the first type. You're adding to the mitzvah, now you're adding more to the mitzvah. But according to Rashi, you're talking about a new type of Mahadran. The first Mahadran is more getting more people involved. The second Mahadran is adding to the mitzvah itself. And I think the meaning of the statement also depends upon the different understandings of the Rishonim about how technically Mahadran min HaMahadran relates to Mahadran. And here we'll get to the central machlokas between Tosafos and the Rambam. Tosafos here says, Nirul Arid, Shemayu bet Hillel lo kaimi aner yishu beito, ela aner yishu beito. Shekein yesh yoter hidur, teika hekera keshemosef aholich omachasit shukenegel yamim v'nachnasim v'yotzim. Afal emosef ner lekol echod, fil yosef mikan ve'elich leka hekera, sheyizbru shekach yesh b'nei adam b'bayit. What is Tosfos saying? The base level is one candle per home. Mahadran is one candle per person. Mahadran and Mahadran is one candle per night. One on the first night, two on the second night, three. Meaning the Mahadran Mahadran is another form of another added direction onto Neri Shubeso.
They don't build up each other.
Right. Mm-hmm. The Rambam, of course, as we saw, he says that it does build off the Mahadran. You put the two together. Now, each side has kashas on the other. And I think that the kashas and the explanation of the side in defense of the kasha helps you understand each of the shita. Let's begin with the kasha that the Ritva asks on Shita Tosfos. What's the kasha the Ritva asks on Tosfos?
According to Rishonim, it doesn't make sense.
No. Some nights you light less than Mahadran.
It'll turn out that Mahadran and Mahadran can be less candles than Mahadran. Let's say the first night, right? So Mahadran, you light one. Mahadran, according to Tosfos, you light one. Mahadran, if there's six people in the home, you would have lit in six. He says, Yesh Shapirshu, Shmona l'chol echod v'yechod. That's the Rambam. T'i Shmona l'chol b'nei abayit, Zimnin de betziri neros min ha-Mahadran. Shemad l'gnei l'chol echod v'yechod v'shnai, u'v'sheni shnayim l'chol echod. Can't be? Can't be? What would the explanation for Tosfos be?
Yeah. It's not building off
Mahadran. But why not? What's the logic behind it? How could Mahadrin min a Mahadrin be better than Mahadrin if there are fewer candles?
Well, he's trying to use the reason that he gives, Nikosimo Yotzim.
Sorry?
The reason that Tosfot gives is...
Okay, but how does that answer the question?
Because then it's not about how many lights you have, it's not about how many candles you have, it's about how they match.
You're explaining what Rafi was saying. Rafi, you have to explain it more. But before we say what you're saying, and I agree with you, we have to be fair, we have to note what the Ran says in defense of the Tosfos. What does the Ran say? The Ran says that generally it'll be more. On most nights, it'll be more. They assume small homes, right? Okay, I mean, you know, it may not be the answer, you know, the principled answer, right, but we have to mention it. I think the other possibility is to say what Rafi's saying, what Akiva's developing, which is, you see, the Rambam had a certain, the Tos had a certain understanding of Mahadrin and Mahadrin. It's not building off Mahadrin, meaning it's not from the same principle. The goal, according to Tosos, is not the number of candles. It's not the number of candles. It could be the goal of Mahadrin is the number of candles. But the goal of Mahadrin min a Mahadrin is not the number of candles. But rather, Akiva, say what you were saying, but rather...
Like a hecker of the night.
Hecker! We're trying to accomplish something else. It's not a quantitative addition. It's not... You know, you have the number this way or the number that way. It's a different form of Hidur that doesn't compete quantitatively. And this brings us, of course, to the kasha that Tosfos asks on the Rambam based on his logic of things. What's Tosfos' kasha on the Rambam? Rambam's approach, not the Rambam's approach yet.
You might mix it up.
What?
You might mix it up, the hecker.
What does it mean you might mix it up? Oh, you're going to get confused with the hecker? If you're lighting, 24 candles on the second night, is it 12 people times 2? Or is it 24 people in the house? Maybe it's the third night, and there's 8 people in the house. How can you put two things together? You're not going to have a hecker. It's a good kasha, right? It's a good kasha.
Can that problem come up even if you're just lighting one? Like, if you light 8 candles, it could just be 8 people.
Tosfos says, you're doing one or the other. You're doing one or the other. Now, you could ask on Tosfos, when I light 8, how do I know if it's because I'm doing Mahadrin of 8 people or Mahadrin and Mahadrin of the 8th night?
Right.
You say, that's unavoidable. It's unavoidable, right?
Yeah.
It's unavoidable. What are we going to do, right? But to put them together...
I think if anything, if you'd put them together, it would be more clear. Because if there's 24 candles, what's the odds you have 24 people in your house?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I guess what Tosfos is saying is that my thing is better because it's changing every night. And since it's changing every night, we could say the same thing. When you put them together, it's also changing every night, right? Okay, so, okay, I don't know. But in any case, what would the Rambam say? He says, it's a better hecker, because I'm putting them together, he's going to debate them on his own terms. I must be missing something, because nobody gave that answer. Anyway, I think the simplest answer for the Rambam is to fight Tosfos' basic assumption. Tosfos assumes that the purpose of changing the number of candles each night is what?
Hecker.
To create hecker. Generally what's assumed, right? What could you say going to the Rambam?
So they're getting people involved.
What?
They're getting people involved.
Well, that was Mahadrin, the number per family, right? Mm-hmm. Why change the number each night? Let's take a look at the Rambam in Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Bet. Page 1. The Rambam says, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chavivah, Ad Ma'od, Mitzvah Adam Li Zeher Ba, Kedei Lehodiah Hanes. That's Kavur, right? Ulahosif b'shevach hakel v'odaylo al anisim sh'asav lanu. Ulahosif b'shevach hakel v'odaylo al anisim sh'asav. What is lahosif? You're adding. You're adding to the shevach hakel. Okay, clearly the Rambam holds that piersim is an important part of things, but that's the basic lighting. The changing of the neros is not for piersim, it's for adding hodot. Didn't the Gemara say? Mitosis is based on the Gemara, right? The Ram disagrees with the Gemara. No?
He saw the Korah.
I know, I saw the Korah. What does he say?
He said that you see from the fact that we've brought down the story.
Gemara brings two explanations of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, right? The first is like Tosas saying, Keneged Yom Yotzim, Keneged Yom Nechnasim, right? The second is a totally different explanation, Pariachag, Malar Makodesh. Why do we bring both? Is there a difference between the two? There could be a number of differences between the two. The Achronim discuss a case. Let's say on the first night, you didn't light. How many do you light on the second night? Say if it's Yamim HaNechnas and Yamim HaYotzin, so you light two. If it's Malim HaKodesh, maybe the second night you light one. Maybe the second night you light one. In any case, the Rif only brings the second explanation. In fact, why would you pass him like the second explanation? Not only the fact that it's second, but also...
Let's mention the Gemara again.
You have the story with the two Skanim. They support the second explanation. Second explanation has nothing to do with Hecker, right? I think this can explain why Tosas has added words. Let's take another look carefully at Tosas. Tosas says... But then Tosis adds, "Shehu keneged yamim hanichnasin vayotzim." Why does he have to add that?
Well, it's not about Hecker.
Because maybe Tosis realized that the idea of Hecker is only according to that Teretz. One can say, Tosis, you realize there's another Teretz. Who said that Teretz is right? Yeah. One could conceivably say, okay, well, I'm not equipped to the riff, right? One could conceivably say that Tosis held that the second answer doesn't stand on its own. In the second answer, it's not an explanation for why you have to change the number. The second explanation is an explanation for why you would go up or down. Because if you think about Malim Bakodesh, right? Malim Bakodesh doesn't mean you have to change. Malim Bakodesh means, if you're changing, go up. So maybe Tosas understood that these explanations are only shayach to explain by Shammai Beis Hillel, the second explanation about why you would go up or down. But clearly everyone agrees that the reason why we change it is in order to make Hecker. I think a nafkamina of this could be, let's say it's the third night of Hanukkah and you only have two candles. How many should you light? What do you think?
It's which night?
Third night. You only have two.
You can't light.
You can't light. You don't light at all. What?
Light two.
What? Light one? Neri Shubesa. Ksav Sofer says you light one. Saf Sofer says you light one. But if you take a look at the Avudraham, one of the Spanish on page 3, quotes a tshuva that was asked to the Rambam. The question was asked to the Rambam, Misha Hidlik Ner Chanukah, Hu Birich Alav, Viacharka Hidlik Neros Acheros, In Tzorach Lachzor Levarach Olo, Vachain Pam Achar Pam. What's he talking about here? Vahishiv. What's the issue here? What's the case? What's the case? How do you understand the case here?
He's lighting on the Neri Shibeto, but he didn't do the hiddur.
You didn't? Why didn't you do the hiddur?
Because you didn't have candles.
You didn't have candles, right? Now you get more candles. Right? Yeah. Now you get more candles. I would say pam achar pam. What does it mean pam achar pam?
You get more candles.
One, you get two, you get... What do you mean you get one, you get two, you get three? If it's the third night, you only light one, no? What does the Rambam seem to say? You light as many as you have, right? By the way, you see from the Rambam clearly, you make a bracha on the hiddur.
Yeah.
Like the Sfasem is claimed according to the Rambam, right? Make a bracha on the hither. So that's what the Shufa is about. But for our purposes, right? For our purposes, what do you see in the Rambam? You like what you got. How's that make sense? The Rambam Lashita does, so why? Tosis is very concerned with the hecker, right? You like two candles, you'll be messing everybody up, right? Can't like two. One or three. Not two. The Rambam, he's about, let's get as many candles as we can get, right? Let's get Shevach and Odo. You got one, you got two, you got three. Wonderful, keep going. This brings us, finally, to the last point, which is the Rambam. There are two important things about Minhag Ashkenaz. One is that we light like the Rambam, the mix, right? We put the two together. We understand Mahadrin, Minhag Mahadrin, as being a combination of Mahadrin and the new level. And second of all, that everybody lights their own. That everybody lights their own. That everybody lights their own. So the fact that everybody lights their own, we talked about before. What about the fact that we do the combo shita? We do the combo. So that, you know, a lot of the achronim said that's like the toast. That's like the Rambam, right? That's what the Taz said. The Ashkenazim are knowing like the Rambam. We put it together. That's a little bit shver to say that the Ashkenazic minhag is based on the Rambam, based on the Sfaradim. That's why the Rama himself, in the Darkei Moshe, in the bottom of the Torah, he quotes the Avraham Miprag, not the Maharal. Avraham Miprag, who gives it an explanation. Anyone saw the Darkei Moshe? What? Saw it? No. What does he say? Well, you can see, you don't know what he says. I'll tell you what he says. Darkei, the Rama quotes, then he says like this. He says, here even Tosus will agree. Why? Because they used to light on the door from Rosh Hashanah Rabbi. And that's where you have the problem of Hecker. We light inside the home. If we don't have the problem of Hecker anymore, why not?
Because it's for people in the base home. Yeah.
So first he says people in the bad house know, right? They know there's five people in the house. They see 20 candles. They'll understand. It's the fourth night, right? And then he adds another point. The Rama then says, and also, since we're lighting inside the house, we don't have to all light in the same place. And therefore, we light in different places, so it's clear that they're different people's menorahs, right? That's why the Rama adds, on the second line here, page 1, Tafrei Shayin Aleph, Echen Aminik Pashat, to light each one lights themselves. V'yizaru liten kol echad v'yechad neirosa b'makum yuchad, k'dei sh'yeh heker kama neiros medlikin. Meaning the Rama is concerned with heker. Which shows you he wants to be in Tosus' world, not the Rambam's world, because he's Ashkenazi. So the Taz's suggestion here that the Ashkenazi are going like the Rambam, not so pasha. Maybe on the factor of everyone lighting themselves, if that's far, but that combo. The Rama himself wants to explain according to Tosfos. And then here we don't have the heckers just now. It's a little bit mechudesh according to Tosfos, because you'd expect Tosfos, if that were true, to make the distinction between then and now, like he does in the Tosfos right before, right? Where he quotes the Re, who says that today it's different. Tosfos doesn't say that. Okay, but at least he's justifying himself based on the criteria that Tosfos are using. But the Rama's Shita is Mechudesh. And I think what you see here in the Rama, is the gap between the book and the customs. What do I mean? The Rishonim are all writing what they're writing. And you don't find any of the Rishonim who write, even what the Rambam quotes from Svarad is Minhag Svarad, right? You don't find anyone saying everyone should like their own, right? No source. And all of a sudden, up pops the Rama. Says the minhag is everyone lights their own. It seemed that was a minhag. According to what I was saying, even in Sfar.
That takes care of the issue that.
Now again, the minhag, it doesn't mean you could just do a minhag and it doesn't make any sense and you do it anyway. The minhag has to make sense, right? So the Rambam brings the justification for the minhag and therefore is mekayim the minhag. But it seems that the minhag had a momentum that was different than the svarim. You with me? That's the point I'm trying to make. Yes. What do you want to say? Yeah?
Well, that is, the minhag came because that would, like, reinforce the idea of hefer inside the house, that if everyone's lighting their own, it's more...
No, you're talking about why the minhag to light in different places. I'm talking about the minhag to light separately. That everyone should light their own. That everyone should light their own.
Light their own is more of a hefer of...
You mean, you get more hecker than when he's lighting, when Baba's lighting himself. Dafka for more hecker, once it's on the inside. Okay, interesting. I mean, not just that you may, but that you should. Not just that you may, but that you should. Because that gets you the more hecker. You're answering Danny's question. According to Tosis, it's shver. Because even according to Tosis, it's not so clear, right? On the fifth night. Is it there five people, or is it the fifth night? So it's better to light your own, once you're lighting in different places, right? Okay. Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik. Any of you ever hear of him? The Soloveitchik's son, so he's a professor of Jewish history. And he wrote an article. What? He wrote an article a number of years ago about how the Jewish world has gone from Minhagim to Svarim because of the Shoah. I mean, before the Shoah, everyone lived in their own community. You had your Minhag. Afterwards, no one has communities anymore, right? So everyone's looking for Svarim to tell them what to do. Minhag is a very important thing. Traditionally carried a lot of weight amongst the Jewish people. You see here in the Sugya How, right? Okay, so for the Yom Yun, and people need to prepare and clean up and arrange the tables and da da da. Please leave my stuff. I'm going to do it during Mincha. You know, put everything away. Okay, so I'll take care of it. You need to put something on the table right now.
No, we don't put anything. We need everything clear, and also we're moving.